That's right.
Now that we got our lows out of the way, now we gotta sell our stock. Who are we selling, Rick? Ooh. Let me know who you are selling right now.
Oh boy, man. Hey, the guy I'm about to sell, everybody's gonna be like looking at me like, what? You're selling who? Yeah, boy. Let me believe. His name is Zeebo, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
Zeebo?
Zach Randolph.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to sell him high.
No way.
And let me tell you
no
why.
Way. I don't
let
agree.
Me tell you what.
I really
yes,
don't agree.
Yes, Zach Randolph is having a stellar season thus far. Killing it. Stellar season. Doing work. But I see Marc Gasol coming back with a vengeance. And once that man comes back, starts doing work, Zeebo's numbers are going to go down. Not only that, Zeebo, another year older. More rest time is included with that. Like you said, Popovich-style mentality. There's going to be a lot of back-to-backs he's going to miss. There's going to be some factors that are just going to make you feel like, you know what? Zeebo is a guy to bench. And you don't want him
some
on your bench.
Bench?
Yeah, you don't want him on your bench. Zeebo's either a start or you sell him high and you get somebody like, let's say, for example, Andrew Wiggins, who's on the come up. Somebody like a Kristaps Porzingis, if he's not already owned league.
Talking, yeah.
Somebody Zeebo like that. For Kristaps?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If you
that's
get that, saying. That's a steal,
that's,
bro.
And that's exactly why I say it. But, I mean, Zeebo, yes, killing it. 14.5 points a season, a game. 8.5 rebounds a game. Doing work. Sell him high. Get him off your squad. Marc Gasol coming back, doing work. The Grizzlies start performing more as a team rather than as individuals. You're going to see Zeebo's performance going down. Not only that, it's going to be coaching issues involved. Back-to-backs. He's not going to play. Older body.
No
he's going to sit out. I'm telling you, Zeebo, sell high.
Zach Randolph is a beast. Sam, do you agree with this man?
I'm going to make a quick point, and then I'll tell you guys my sell high. My point with the Memphis Grizzlies in general, I think they're trying to figure out a way to merge away from the two solid big man game into this more small ball game because they're almost the last team in the league that's depending upon their two bigs.
Power forward and center.
So I think they're trying to expand that out. Maybe a reason why they signed Mario Chalmers, who came over and dropped a 30-burger in his first game.
So
I think they're going to start to try to formulate more of the small ball formula because it just seems that the big man formula is not working right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and like you said, Mario Chalmers is back in the mix.
But you know what? I think by you touching on your subject, that Zach Randolph fits more into that style of small ball because he's more versatile than a Marc Gasol who is just like all power. And Zach Randolph is coming from Portland who was about that small ball. And Zach Randolph right now is producing numbers that are insane right now.
Yeah,
you do not sell that man.
I can see his rebounds going up. I can see his rebounds going up. But his points are going
to
go down.
Oh, no way, dude. This guy is killing the season. And I just feel like even when Marc Gasol comes in, they're still going to feed the beast because they understand what he's capable of.
I don't know.
And that's just going to open up more doors for him.
I see it a different way.
I don't know, man.
I disagree.
Zach Randolph, even though his age is kind of a sketchy number, I believe this guy is producing more numbers than he's had in his entire career. And this is the season to keep him. Memphis Grizzlies aren't going to do a great season. They're not. But I do have them producing numbers, keeping up with these Clippers, the San Antonio Spurs, and Zach Randolph will be behind the helm, holding it down in the paint. So, yeah, Zeebo is a man to keep, man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. But, Sam, give us your golden pick of who you're going to sell high. Are you going to cash out for gold right now?
All right, guys. I hope you're listening to me right now. I have the best sell high that you guys are going to sell this year.
The best sell high.
I'm waiting.
Give us this insight, bro. I'm waiting.
No doubt in my mind, I'm selling high Dwight Howard. No doubt.
Get him off the squad.
Sell him. He's on my squad right now.
Right.
And I'm trying to sell him. That's what I'm telling you guys. If he's on your squad, try to sell him.
He's almost to the point where he might be just a drop.
I would not go that far. I mean, him being on my squad
But why do you think Dwight Howard of all is one of the best sell highs?
Yeah, why is that?
Okay, first of all, First of all, I didn't even want to draft Dwight Howard. He was like the last center that really went that had significance.
He was plan E. You
know, so I'm going to sell Howard just because you know, I don't believe in his game too much. He did show the end of last year and this year too that he could be a double-double machine.
Right.
Shaq was getting on his case about, you need to average 25 and 15.
Yeah.
25. Well, he's nowhere close to that right now.
He's at 15 and 12, though.
He's at 15 and 12. I mean, he's double-dubs.
That's cool.
That's cool. 15 and 12.
How many 39 blocks, points. How many blocks is he points.
At? You know, he
blocks 1.9 a game.
Yeah, he had 19 rebs last game.
And not only that, I mean, how many games has he missed already compared to how many games he's going to miss the rest of the season?
So Dwight Howard is back, is still acting up, but check this out.
Supposedly, he's not even practicing.
Yeah, once you have a back injury, it's going to kind of disperse into other areas, knees, ankles.
Yeah, because other ligaments have to start making up for that.
Right.
And then once that happens, before you know it, you're favoring one injury, and the next thing happens, boom, you're done.
I was never a fan of his game. He never had a back down, post up, big man game. He's always the catch the alley-oop and throw it down type of guy. The trash man, pick up the rebounds, throw it back in. Yeah. I don't believe in Dwight long term. They just lost their coach, which tells me that the team gave up on the season.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and they're going to do whatever they can to salvage the season. They still have James Harden.
I think he was the reason for that, too.
And I think James Harden's mentally, he really wants to be that MVP that he thought he was last year.
Plus, he wants to break some records of his own. He wants to
break some records.
So he's going to be handling the rock a lot more.
There's drama going on. Something went down that caused Kevin McHale to go out. They had the players-only meeting, probably led by
Dwight.
And not only that.
It was mentioned as well earlier that Dwight was only having a stellar end of the season last year in the playoffs because of Josh Smith. Josh Smith was able to open up the game, get him the look, get him the points. Yep. Now that Josh Smith is gone, Dwight Howard really has to try on his own to get those minutes, to get those points, to get to the bucket.
Yeah.
And I can see why you're telling everybody to sell him high.
Yeah, and he's having a good season so far. So people are like, right now, and this is kind of how I feel, is like, hey, Dwight might be my good center for the year.
Right.
But don't be fooled. Dwight's going to sit out a ton of games.
Yep, I agree.
He's not. He only had 7 points last year.
Yeah, 7 points.
7 points against last
Portland.
Game. He had 19
points.
He has
no center.
And that's after getting rid of Kevin McHale. So I don't know.
So sell Dwight. Get yourself somebody good. I'd even sell Dwight to my man Real Rick over here if he's willing to give me Kristaps Porzingis.
No way.
I'm gonna try to make that type of trade. Try to sell high for a good buy low guy.
Yeah, exactly. Hassan Whiteside. Andre Drummond.
Right.
Woo! If you could get Dwight Howard away from your squad and pick up Andre Drummond,
I think that trade already left the ship.
Nobody's trying to sell Andre Drummond. Yeah, Andre.
He's looking promising right now.
What, he might be a sell high. Don't do it, man.
Andre's on the up and coming.
I think I proposed Andrew Bogut for Dwight Howard. Straight up, that's a good trade.
Who you got, though?
Selling low, Dwight Howard.
Vlade Divac for Dwight Howard.
Status. Hey, I'll take Vlade for
Vlade Divac for Dwight Howard, bro. I got
him retired, man. I got Chris Webb for him. Hey, you got him. Hey, that's a waiver
wire. Who you got,
man,
Dan,
right
man?
All right, we got to kick it that way back Wednesday.
Okay. Woo.
Pau Gasol, you gotta sell this man high.
Oh man, hey, but Pau is having a stellar season.
Old news. If Marc Gasol is old news, you know Pau Gasol's older brother is even older news. This guy, he's doing work for the time being because D Rose is going through trouble. Joakim Noah is in the midst of trade rumors. So Pau Gasol is the man. He's the go-to man in Chicago. He's the veteran. However, this guy is a man that was on the Lakers that was sitting out half the season because of his knee, because of his ankle.
Because of trade rumors.
Yeah, injuries. Exactly. Because of trade rumors.
Dude, this guy's too sensitive. He's not strong enough for the East.
Fasciitis or whatever you call it.
Once they start playing some true competitors over there in the East, which is going to be the Western Conference.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Once they start playing the Western Conference teams, which they're not playing right now because it's still early in the season, this guy's not going to be putting up numbers. Right now, he's valuable. Sell him while you can. Because this guy, once D Rose comes back, once Joakim Noah fights off all the trade rumors, this guy's not going to get numbers like he's
going to
be getting.
Now, how about Joakim Noah does get traded? Now, is Pau Gasol a must-own?
I think he's even worse because now he's going to have to try to put in all the grimy work that Joakim Noah did.
What I disagree with is if you get rid of somebody like Joakim Noah and Pau Gasol becomes your main focal point, not only can Pau Gasol score the bucket, but he could get to the line. And yes, He is an excellent free throw shooter. So Pau Gasol, in my opinion, is a must own in all aspects in every league.
The biggest question here in this debate on Pau Gasol is Derrick Rose. What do y'all think about Derrick? If we think that Derrick Rose is done, I mean, he just got injured again.
Again.
So
he'll bounce back, though.
No, well, but the thing about Derrick Rose is he makes everybody else around him better.
Yeah.
So if anything, Pau Gasol's stats are going to go
up. Derrick Rose was underperforming this year. Pau Gasol was really the one making Chicago as good as they are.
Right.
So our question is, hey, if Derrick Rose, if we all think that Derrick Rose is done mentally, maybe even physically, Pau Gasol's stock might rise.
Right.
But if we think that Derrick Rose is going to come back, he's going to, you know,
take over the
once
show.
His eyes come back, because I heard he's seeing double
impaired. Vision.
Hey, I got an eye doctor, D Rose, if you need him, bro. I got the business card. I'll shoot him to you.
Yeah,
bro.
He's called Clear Eyes.
They're awesome.
You know, that's the X factor is Derrick Rose.
I believe Gasol. The X factor for Pau Gasol is Father Time. Pau Gasol missing a lot of back-to-back games.
Yeah, definitely.
I see him even missing non-back-to-back games. I could see him, you know, with the Popovich mentality, as you mentioned earlier, just being rested, you know, gaining more bench time just due to the fact that he's older.
Yeah.
He wants to be saved for the playoffs, especially towards the end of the season. So I could agree with Dan Man when he says, you know what, it's early. Yeah. He's having a stellar season. Sell him high. Pau Gasol,
get your value.
He might not last the entire season. You may not want him come playoff time.
Nah.
So I kind of agree with Dan Man there. Is he killing it right now? Yes. He's having monster numbers. Do what you do. Get your team stacked up.
Get a younger man for him. Get like Porzingis. Get Drummond if you
Nobody's selling Porzingis. Nobody's selling Porzingis, especially
Porzingis.
And let me tell you one more thing. I have Porzingis and I have Hassan Whiteside.
Oh.
And neither one of those two gentlemen are on anybody's sell high list. Neither one. So don't sell those guys, especially for a Zebo or a Pau Gasol.
Would you trade Pau for Zebo or Zebo for Pau?
I would go for Zebo instead of Pau Gasol.
No, I would take Zebo.
Zebo
over
has
Pau.
Tenacity.
I'll take Zebo over Pau.
And Pau's, you know what's funny? Pau Gasol on the ranking for Yahoo has a 39.
Ooh.
Whereas Zebo is a 71.
And the reason is because he has a better free throw shooting than Zebo.
No, I don't know, bro.
He scored. Dude, if you look at the majority of his points, a lot of them come from behind the line. A lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Because he's always flopping.
It doesn't matter. He's getting buckets.
No, I mean, Pau can pass.
Yeah,
so that's another assist too. Yeah, it's assist. And not only that, he's been working on his three bombs. Have you seen his three bombs
Pau
increase
Gasol,
every season?
Dude. I laugh Pau when Gasol. I hear Pau Gasol because I'm reminded of when he was in the yellow jersey, the gold jersey.
He won
the Lakers.
Championship. He won us a championship.
That's waiver material. So I definitely recommend selling him for a good value for a younger,
poor Pau
brighter
Gasol,
player.
Man. Pau Gasol is always on everybody's trade block, especially
waiver material,
including fantasy basketball.
Fantasy basketball.
He's just always
it's
in
business
trade
as
block,
always,
man.
Baby.
I'm sorry, Pau. I'm sorry, man. But
yeah,
you want Pau.
But who are you going to get for him? You could convince somebody in your league to get your next up and coming breakout stud for Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol. Sell him high, man.
You might be able to get a Dwight Howard for Pau Gasol.
Yeah, most definitely. And what comes, what
even
comes
though they're
the
both
segment,
a sell high.
Think about it.
What comes with the segment is you got to be a good salesman. We're telling you some out there
you
situations.
Yeah.
You got to be convincing, man. Get your
lawyer on. You got to let them know.
Get
your
mechanical
Pau Gasol,
on.
Pau Gasol is going to do work. The reason why Derrick Rose ain't going to come back the same. Another reason, Joakim Noah is the hell out of the team. So Pau Gasol is going to be my main focus.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis?
Hey, man. You got to sell soft to a slug, man. You got to do what you got to do. You got to hustle out there.
Sell Evan Fournier, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know our buy lows, sell highs for this fantasy season. Just go ahead and keep updated with our Gold Net Basketball Fantasy Stats. We'll keep you updated. You already know what your source of NBA material is. NBA, NCAA, high school basketball. You know who to come to.
Yeah, yeah.
We got you all. Go ahead and have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. It's Gold Net TV.
Oh,
hashtag nothing but net, baby.
Gold Net signing out.